From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Governor Eric Greitens has slashed more than $250 million from Missouri's new budget that took effect Saturday. Most of the trims could be temporary. Marshall Griffin reports.
The trims include $24 million from the state's higher education system and $15 million from school buses. In a written statement, Greitens blamed fellow Republicans in the House and Senate, accusing them of spending money the state doesn't have. He also vetoed a bill that would have restored in-home health care services to more than 8,000 low-income Missourians, calling it a gimmick that would have diverted funds away from abused children and injured workers. Democratic Representative Deb Lavender of Kirkwood defended the bill, saying the funds weren't being used and that they would have helped keep recipients from having to move into more expensive nursing homes. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has signed legislation to make it tougher to prove workplace and housing discrimination in court. Greitens signed the measure late Friday. The legislation has been blasted by Democrats and groups such as the state NAACP. The Missouri NAACP last week cited the measure in issuing an advisory, telling travelers to be careful while in state because of a danger that civil rights won't be respected. Senate Minority Leader Gina Walsh says it will allow predatory bosses to harass workers. But supporters say the measure will improve the legal climate for businesses in the state by cutting back on, quote, frivolous lawsuits. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is cutting more than $250 million in spending for the fiscal year that began Saturday, including money for K-12 school buses, higher education, and social services. The Republican announced the cuts Friday while signing the state budget, saying they are necessary because of lagging state revenues and rising health care costs. Greitens also vetoed legislation that would have spared cuts to in-home and nursing care services for about 8,300 seniors and people with disabilities. A project involving scientists from Missouri is designed to help bumblebees by tracking their buzzing and activity. The Columbia Missourian reports scientists developed an acoustic listening system to monitor bee activity in a specific area. The goal is to analyze bee activity for several years and give warnings if bee populations are declining. The system uses a small microphone to record the pitch and frequency of a bee's buzzing. The microphone is attached to data storage devices. University of Missouri biology professor Candace Galen says the project would help researchers know where to send people to collect information. A committee appointed by Governor Eric Greitens is recommending an overhaul of some of Missouri's main tax credits, including ones for low-income housing and historic buildings. The report released Friday says the state should reduce tax credits available for the redevelopment of historic buildings and convert a tax credit for the construction of low-income housing into a loan program. The final report focuses only on tax credits. It excludes more sweeping recommendations that had been included in an early draft to lower state income taxes, raise fuel taxes, and eliminate various sales tax exemptions. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.